We turn now to the complicated questions surrounding teacher evaluations in Michigan. Should there be a state standard for evaluating teachers? What should that evaluation encompass? Should teacher pay be pegged to the evaluation, the pay-for-performance system? The Michigan Council for Educator Effectiveness spent nearly 2 years and $6 million on a pilot program in 13 districts, and they've now come out with a recommendation for a new statewide teacher evaluation tool. Jake Neer is the Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's actually made the trip from Lansing to join us here in the studio. Good to see you in person, Jake.
It's good to see you too, Cindy.
So tell us, right now, what does Michigan require in the way of teacher evaluations?
Well, every school district is required right now to have some sort of teacher evaluation, and there are guidelines basically from the state saying that you have to include certain things on those teacher evaluations. This is much more of the state saying it has to be more uniform. You know, we have to see more of the same thing throughout the state. You can't just, you know, have all these different local districts coming up with something that isn't, you know, as scrutinized, isn't as well established, and doesn't have what supporters of these systems would say are, you know, proven effective models for teacher evaluations.
And who's pressing for change? Is it coming from parents?
I think that this is something that across the board, a lot of people are saying, you know, we want to see more uniformity. I mean, even the teachers' unions right now are saying, you know, even though teacher evaluations in the past have been controversial, they're saying, well, we, you know, if we're going to have teacher evaluations, we want to make sure that it's done right. And so you're seeing people on both sides of the aisle, a lot of support for, you know, getting something in place that is effective. And as of right now, everyone's still sorting through this most recent proposal. So you're not getting glowing reviews from the MEA or from teachers or from, you know, a lot of stakeholders at this point, just because there's a lot to digest. But, you know, it seems like at the very least, people are saying we want something that is going to work across the board.
Okay. So what about pay? How is that going to be tied in?
Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it seems like in the past, teacher evaluations have been somewhat controversial. But here, if there is going to be a big battle, in my mind, it's going to be if the conversation shifts to merit pay, which, of course, is making sure that teachers have a salary that is on par with how students are performing and how they're performing in the classroom as well. So there's a bill already in the House that would tie teachers' performance to student growth in the classroom. And one of the conversations that was being had is, should we really be talking about this before this proposal comes out? Is that putting the cart before the horse? And now that the proposal is out, it says very clearly merit pay has not been proven to work in the author's, you know, analysis, that the numbers don't add up. And they're basically saying, please do not use this as a model for, you know, for merit pay, because it's not designed to do that. It doesn't rank teachers. It is meant, again, for, you know, improvement. And it's not meant to be a punitive system.
So this recommendation report from the Michigan Council on Educator Effectiveness recommends the state should judge the teacher's performance in terms of classroom performance, in terms of student growth. So if a teacher consistently gets ineffective ratings, what do they recommend?
I believe that after 2 years in a row, teachers that are deemed ineffective, you know, they recommend that the school consider firing that teacher. And I believe that in that middle category there between professional and ineffective, if you're in that category for 3 years in a row, that they recommend that the school district counsel a person out of that profession.
Hmm. And if you get professional ratings, you get a good report card, is there some kind of reward, or what happens for those teachers?
I believe that no matter what, they recommend that some sort of growth be talked about, that, you know, there's still areas almost in any case where a teacher could do better in some way. As far as rewards, I'm not 100% sure if that's built into the system. That might be up to local districts. But it still seems like, again, no matter what category you fall under, you know, the recommendation is, let's keep doing better.
Now, what's next? Will there be public comments invited?
Of course, there's going to be a committee process. This is going to have to be approved by the state legislature. Okay. Once the lawmakers come back from their summer recess, this is going to be one of those major issues that they're going to have to talk about.
Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, trying to walk us through what is a very, very complicated issue in the Michigan Teacher Evaluation Group's report. Thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.